Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I just got described as, quote, Jim Harbaugh-esque.
You don't leave your mouth open as much as him, but
America.
Yeah, exactly.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Phone line open, 844-326-3663. I genuinely would like a react. Well, I've gotten some reaction. I'm going to get to those here in a minute. But reaction from you Clemson fans about the take on Dabo Swinney. Here's how I genuinely feel curtain pulled back about this situation. For those of you that are married or you've been in a relationship, you may know that one of the hardest things to do is be disappointed in, upset by your partner and to have a hard conversation. Now, if you love somebody, you can do that. You can say, look, we got to have a hard conversation. I'm disappointed by, I'm hurt by, I'm upset by, whatever the case. And if they love you, they should be willing to sit down. And even if they disagree with you, say, this is important to me as well. Let's have the talk. I agree. I disagree. I'll change. I won't change. Whatever. We'll evaluate. And that's kind of where I am with this, because I do not have a cell in my body of ill will towards Dabo Swinney. I've spoken to him five, maybe six times since I've been here. A couple of probably four times in interviews, probably twice in passing away from the radio. And I've never had an issue with him. I think he's a little bit short sometimes, but of course he is. He's the third highest paid coach in America at a prestigious blue chip program.
Oh, I thought you were talking about figuratively. He was a little bit short.
No, he's not. If he's shorter than me, it ain't by enough to make jokes about.
All right.
So the only reason that I have said what I've said is because I do have a lot of admiration for him, the way that he runs the program, the way that he coaches. I have, and I am very sincere when I say this, I have never had a conversation with a former player that did not involve how much they love the guy, how they go to battle for the guy. There is a reason that while I think it is bad for Clemson that he has so many former players and buddies in there on the coaching staff, there's a reason that so many of them want to be there. And I don't think it's just because, and this part I will say is the negative, Dabo is willing to hand out jobs to guys that probably don't have the experience for that high-pressure level of football, because I don't think that's a good thing. I think a lot of them just want to stay around the program because of how much they love the program. I do not have a single modicum of anything of ill will against Dabo. But that doesn't mean I can't say, hey, we got to have the tough conversation. This ain't the look, man. Like, this ain't the takeaway. We got a couple of texts. We got a couple of folks in the chat, but we do have a phone call, Lonzo. I still haven't gotten Chris to fix my stuff, so I don't know who it is.
We have Tony.
Tony! Welcome back to the show, Tony. What's up, big dog?
Hey, guys. Listen, I think the Clemson fans just need to relax. I mean, Dabo's resume is impeccable, and they lost to a top five, very good LSU team. Okay, Georgia Tech, the number one rushing team in the nation, and Clemson has always struggled against Georgia Tech. So they're 1-2, and here's what's just got to happen for them to end up in the playoffs. They got to beat Florida State, which is very possible, and they were a three-loss team in the playoffs last year, and you beat Florida State and can even lose to South Carolina at the end. and maybe win against South Carolina. I do not, by any reason, I'm not even a Clemson fan. I'm just a college football fan that's looking at it. I do think Dabo needs to buy more into the portal. He's inching that way more and more every year, but he still made the playoffs last year. And I don't think these little, or not little, but these disrespectful people that are just blasting Dabo, that's not necessary, because what he's done, there are many and many and many of coaches across the country that would love to mirror his resume, and they don't. So I think, and I know it's radio, and I know we got to keep things hyped up and stirred up, and we got to hit every angle, but I think Clemson fans just need to relax, let things play out at a difficult beginning of the year schedule. And they're very close games. Play LSU, very good. Play Georgia Tech, very good. It just didn't end up their way. I think they still win the ACC if they beat Florida State. And I think they still make the playoffs if they can just keep three losses on the board. And that's my take.
Tony, appreciate the phone call, buddy. Good to have you back on the show. You're welcome anytime. 844-326-3663 is the number to be a part of it. Nettie Mike says, Tony needs to put down the pipe. Oh, we're just after each other today. I like it. Look, the reality is I very much understand the Clemson fans that say Dabo Swinney, as far as they are concerned, is a lifer, because you are correct, Tony. The resume is impeccable, and it is impeccable at a school, correct me if I am wrong, though I don't think that I am, at a school that when Dabo Swinney took over, not only didn't want him by and large to get the job in the first place, but was a school that, I think, much like South Carolina is right now, was a school that was considered nationally to be mid. And had you told somebody in, say, 2013-14 that by 2018-20 you would be an annual national championship threat, would play for four, would win a pair, and would be a threat for a number of consecutive dynastic years, I think even a lot of Clemson fans, if we could travel 88 in the DeLorean back in time to that point in time, would be like, nah, dog. Nah, that ain't right. It.
I was doing a sports show with the guy who I brought in who was a Clemson fan, because I wanted both perspectives. I was coming from a Gamecock standpoint. He was coming from the Clemson standpoint. He was very unhappy with the hiring of Dabo.
Yeah, a lot of people were.
And then somewhere in the next year, or maybe a couple years later, it just flipped, and boom, that's our guy. He's always been our guy. I never had a problem with him being there, and that's a lot of that happens. That's what winning does. And last I checked, when's the last time Clemson had a losing season?
Been a long time. Been a long time since they've had less than a 9-win season. Been a long time since they started 1-2. It's 2014, but I think this is kind of the biggest point for me, and then I'm going to come to you on the text line at 844-326-3663 and in the chat, so leave your thoughts there now, and I will come to and read your and react to your comments here in just a moment. This is what I think were the two biggest reactions I had to this press conference that blew up yesterday. The first one that I had was the one that I expressed in the last sentence, or the last segment, pardon me. And again, there was more of it in a much longer clip that we're going to play hold up on here in just a little while, because it is a long clip, so I want to be able to play it in a way that we can stop, start, and react in real time. It felt to me, and I know that this is not a invalid comment, because I got a message yesterday from a Clemson fan, a very big Clemson fan, a booster, a donor in the area who I have a relationship with, who said, quote, I'll quote him accurately, not gonna lie, I'm pretty sick of being told I'm a bad fan for criticizing a dude who gets paid $11 million a year to win football games for not winning football games. Nobody listens to everything people say about them, like someone who says, I never listen to what people say about me. The problem with Dabo is there's a huge segment of the fan base that will never criticize him, and he knows that, and he uses that and uses them to shut down what is very valid criticism. So I know I'm not alone in the thought. I do not think that it is the proper way to handle it, though again, Dabo can handle it however the hell Dabo wants to handle it.
How dare he bring up scoreboard? How dare he do that? How dare he point out how good you guys have had it? Wow.
If I came in here tomorrow and I ummed and drooled into the mic for 4 hours, and then at the end of the show you went, Rob, that was not great, Bob, and I went, so we've won 3 trophies. Like, deal with it. We've had a lot of success here.
You act like you've never awed or drooled into the microphone.
Okay, it's not often that I drool into the microphone. And it's ordinarily when, like, somebody sends donuts or something. That's not my fault, all right? It's not my fault. I do not think it is unfair of fans to have criticism. Let me read you a text that I got just a few moments ago from Spartanburg J. Sorry, a tweet I got from Spartanburg J at the Rob Brown Show on all social media if you are there. Spartanburg J said, Rob, tell Dabo we aren't tired of winning, just tired of losing games we should have won. Tired of seeing an uninspired Clemson football team. Tired of watching mediocre play calling. Tired of being 4 to 5 plays away. Tired of losing, end quote.
It looked like they were trying hard to me. Here's the thing, and I said this at the beginning of the season, it's all on Cade Klubnik. You don't want to put it all on him. If he has a good game, they're going to win. If he makes some mistakes, they're going to lose. That's how close it's going to be with some of these games. And that's what's happened. It's been on Cade, and that's where it needs to, the fingers need to be pointed.
I don't disagree, but I also think that there's a whole gradient to that. Because then we can have a conversation that we had last week on the show and earlier this week in the show. Do we feel like Cade Klubnik is where we expect him to be? I think the answer is no. And so the question is multifold. Is Cade Klubnik at his roof? Is this just, this is the best he is? This is the best he's capable of? Because if the answer to that is yes, then it becomes, then Dabo is missed on back-to-back quarterbacks. Because he missed on DJ Uiagalelei. I think we all agree with that. And not that Cade's a bad quarterback.
Who Cade was better than.
Correct. Don't disagree. But is that good enough? Is that good enough for Clemson? Is that good enough? Is what he's doing right now good enough to have you as a 9-win football team? Because let's keep it a buck. Dabo also pointed out we might win 6 games this year. And he said we might suck. We might lay an egg and win 6 games this year. But let's say, theoretically, if this team gets to 9 wins. Let's say they are a 9-win team. The 9-win streak stays alive. Is that good enough? I would say the answer is no. Now, if you go 9-3 in the Southeastern Conference, probably a different vibe, right? If you go 9-3 in the Big Ten, that's probably a different vibe. Not as big of a different vibe as it is in the SEC, but a different vibe nonetheless. And even though let me hold myself accountable here. So far, I've been right that the ACC is not the powder puff that a lot of y'all thought it was going to be. It's not a bad, Miami's very good. Florida State, again, they've only played 2 games, but they beat a very good ranked team in week 1, and they hung 77 on the board in week 2. Looks like Florida State maybe found a little something there. But even if I am right about the ACC being a better conference than anybody wanted to give it credit for when the year started, I would also point out to you that 9 wins in this conference is not like nationally impressive. Like, it would still be fine and certainly something to be happy with, but 9 wins in the ACC isn't something you raise a banner for, especially not if you're Clemson, where, Dabo's words, not mine, best is the standard. If you claim best is the standard, and then you're not the best, you're not living up to your standard. And Dabo literally, in the long answer we're going to play later in the show, at one point said, why are we held to a different standard than anybody else? You have a 40-foot-long banner that says best is the standard. You put that banner up. Not us. Not me. Not some jackass with a microphone. Not the fans. Not the media. Nobody. You hung a banner that says best is the standard. So you're held to a different standard, Dabo, because you demand it. You said it. That has been your MO the whole time. So to turn around and kind of jump on the fans for saying we're not best and therefore I'm going to criticize, to say they shouldn't criticize because you're not best,
They're just asking you to hold yourself to your standard. I know that that's frustrating sometimes, but it is what it is, right? All right, let's get, I got a lot of more text, a lot more messages. We're going to get to that, but phone calls always come first at 844-326-3663.
I'm going to go with Bryant. It's really hard to hear in this room. I don't know why. It might be my headphones or something.
I will find out. Bryant, Jimmy, whoever you are, welcome to the show. Who are we talking to?
Hey, how's it going, man? I just wanted to say that Clemson, like you said, he's missing on the last couple of quarterbacks, and he missed on a third. He had a hometown kid, Cutter Woods, at Westside, which they probably would be able to use him right now, but he will come to regret that they didn't get Cutter Woods, because I know for a fact that family wanted to go to Clemson, but they didn't look at it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think regardless if we go with Cutter Woods, who did end up being a South Carolina Gamecock, in fact, a lot of Gamecock fans are looking to see if maybe he can get some PT this weekend if Lenora Sellers isn't available. We can go with that. We can just go with the guys in the franchise. That's all of it is fair. I think the point here, though, would be for a dude that's strung together a pretty damn impressive list of top-tier quarterbacks that helped this 9-win streak that Dabo has been hammering on for the last couple of press conferences, to miss on DJU, to miss on Cade Klubnik, which again, maybe Cade turns it around. I don't know. We'll see. But we talked yesterday, the record against Power 5 teams.
By the way,
he
has missed on other guys back in the day and left them in there too long before benching them.
Sure.
For better quarterbacks.
Sometimes loyalty comes at a fault. Right? Like sometimes you just got to go, I like you. I love you. I'm glad you're here. But you're not the guy right now. Like bench you, let you get developed, whatever. We'll work with you one-on-one. But this is kind of I mentioned the three questions about Cade Klubnik. Number one, is he just at his roof and it's a miss? Who's that on? Dabo Swinney. Number two.
But how's it a miss? I mean, he's won a ton of games. A miss is not being able to get above 500.
I gave you.
So he's not elite, but that doesn't mean he's a miss.
I gave you the numbers yesterday why it's a miss. The numbers are barely above 500 against Power 5 teams.
So they won despite him, and he never had anything to do with the victories.
Are you winning the way you expect to win right now? The answer is no. The answer is no. Nobody expected 1-2. Haters didn't expect 1-2. The answer is no. But for a dude who against ranked teams has a touchdown to pick ratio that hovers around 1-1, no, that's not good enough for this program. So either A, he's at his roof, in which case it's a miss, or B, he's not at his roof, in which case he has not, over years of being on campus, has not been developed to his roof, which is also on Dabo. You see, that's the point. It feels to me like there's a lot of, hey guys, I did a lot of good in the past, so don't hold me accountable now. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Continuing to take your reactions to the Dabo Swinney press conference from yesterday. This thing took off yesterday. I wasn't able to watch it live, but last night when I was finally able to kind of settle down and check in to what was going on in the world of sports, everybody in America with a microphone and even a small affection for college football was talking about this. And again, I think it's fair. I think 45 of a 54-minute press conference, 45 of those minutes were a coach giving a press conference. And I think there was a lot of platitudes, and I think there was a lot of, hey, we're going to be fines, and I think there was a lot of, you know, we weren't good enough here. We need to pick up this guy. This guy needs to do better. All stuff that's pretty standard and routine from just about any football coach. But, man, those 7 or 8, 9 minutes that Dabo went off were not it for me. This is not it. I think the criticism was in the wrong place. It felt to me like there was a spot where Dabo started, and again, I've got a long clip that we'll get to a little later in the show. I do want to take a break from this, but as long as you guys are burning up the text line, the chat line, and the phones, we'll stick with you. 844-326-3663 is the number to call and get on the air with your reaction. You can text that reaction to the Hub City Spartanburger text line at 844-326-3663, or you can tweet me, Instagram me, whatever, at The Rob Brown Show, or join us on our live stream. The live stream is facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Fan Upstate on Twitter, or The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, or on Twitch. So let's get to a couple of the reactions so far. Texas said, didn't DJU have a better winning record than Kate? Against Power 5 opponents, the answer to that is yes. Against Power 5 opponents. And again, I think this is something that has to be talked about, because we talked a lot about Cade just a few minutes ago. I am starting to shift over to the philosophy, what's on tape. And on tape, a lot of the numbers that convinced me that Cade Klubnik was going to be a Heisman finalist this year, a lot of those numbers do seem to have been stacked up against lower tier teams. Against Power 5 opposition, Trevor Lawrence, 31-2. Deshaun Watson, 28-3. Kelly Bryant, 12-2. All those guys were 85% winning percentage or better. Taj Boyd, 26-7, 78%. DJ Uiagalelei, 18-6, a 75% winning percentage against Power 5 opponents. Cade Klubnik, 15-11, a 577, a 57.7% winning percentage. So I think that's kind of where people are hinging this whole thing. Texture said, Rob, as much as I love Dabo, you are correct. If he leaves Clemson now, he never wins at the level he has at Clemson, unless it's a Western Kentucky or somewhere on that level. His answer lacks forward thinking, end quote. I think that's a little bit of it, right? Like, I heard that. And by the way, I think Dabo Swinney was being very genuine. He went on to say in one of his answers, y'all, I'm 55 years old. Like, I'm just getting started. I'm just figuring this thing out. I'm good to go. He's like, Nick Saban was really starting to win at the age that I'm at now, and I've already got 2 rings in the back pocket. That's all well, good, and fair. But the philosophy matters. Nick Saban's philosophy mattered, and it worked at that period of college football. I don't think Nick Saban got out because Nick Saban was done winning. I think Nick Saban got out because Nick Saban did not want to have to coach and work the way that successful coaches are going to have to coach and work in the new era of college football. I don't want to deal with NIL. I don't want to deal with the transfer portal. I don't want to deal with all this stuff, so I'm out. I firmly believe that's why Nick Saban got out. I don't think he was done with it. I think he and Miss Terry, I think they wanted to spend some time together, but like, they were constantly telling stories about going on safaris and whatnot. I think they were fine with what they had. I just don't think he wanted to do the new era of college football. And it's very obvious now at this point. I don't think it's like a tired narrative anymore that Dabo Swinney doesn't want to do it either. The difference is he's sticking around. So I think there's something there. Texter said, when Dabo asked if winning the ACC isn't enough, the loud answer is no. Why? Because the ACC is the weakest conference in college football's Power 5. And I think that's the Big 12, personally. Like, I think Clemson goes in and wipes the floor with the Big 12. They have a couple of tough games with the top-tier contenders. I think the ACC is third. And I don't even think the ACC, specifically this year, I don't even think the ACC is as far behind the Big 10 as a lot of people have made it out to be. But at the same time, no. Again, best is the standard. And that starts with the conference. Now, this team can still win the conference. They will need some help now. They will have to beat a Florida State team that looks like it's kind of started to find its way. They may have to beat a Miami team that, granted, the Notre Dame loss or win doesn't look as good as it did now that now that Notre Dame's 0-2. Doesn't look as good as it did, but you got it done, and he didn't, Mario Cristobal didn't punch himself in the junk. So, like, you have to beat that team. Yeah, SMU lost a close game to Baylor. It's not a bad Baylor football team. I said that going into the weekend. They're still out there looking for you, right? Pitt's kind of finding the offense a little bit. I pay attention to them. Point is, you said best is the standard. That starts in conference. Are you the best right now? The answer is no. You're not living up to the expectation you set for the program. And what I got yesterday was kind of like when I would come home from school with a C on the report card, and the dad would go, "Hey, kid, that's not good enough because I know you can do better." And instead of saying, "You're right, old man, that's on me, I can do better, I'll sharpen it up and I'll get it right in the next semester," I go, "But dad, I got an A in PE." "And? But that, yeah, okay, but that's not that. Dad, I got all A's last year." "Okay, but that was last year. This is this year. I'm not worried about last year, I'm worried about this year, the year that we are in." And that's how it felt. Like, it felt very much like, we've won a bunch, so don't hold me accountable to my own standard right now. RJ said, "How much of Dabo's rant yesterday do you think was him trying to take the heat off the players due to the 1-3 start? At 1-2 start, but I get what you're saying, RJ." And the answer is probably not zero. I'm sure that might have been some of it. But at the same time, do you throw your fans under the bus to pull that off? Like, is that the way you handle that? Because that's what I felt he did to some degree. Thomas in the live stream says, "The part of the Dabo press conference I listened to felt more like a history lesson. I love Dabo and have been a Clemson fan all my life, but something in the offense needs to change." I agree, Thomas. I think it's play calling primarily. I think you got to take the collar off of Garrett Riley and let him call the Garrett Riley offense. If not for no other reason, to shock and awe everybody because everybody else is used to seeing it. Steven said, "I'm a big fan of Clemson, but I didn't need to hear Dabo's Al Bundy impression where he scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game in high school." I don't think that's unfair. Deontay says, "Dabo slander is terrible. Just change the quarterback." Is Vezina the answer? Because again, 2 missed quarterbacks back to back. Do I have any reason to believe that you're going to go to the next guy and he's going to be the answer all of the sudden? I got nothing. Nettie Max says, "The sports world is, what have you done for me lately?" And that's the answer. Yeah, again, like, that's kind of it. When you ask to be held to a certain standard, that doesn't mean, well, I have met that standard, so now it's okay if I don't now. Clemson fans don't want to slip back to being an 8-4 every now and then we'll compete for the conference team. You want to stay on top, like Ohio State, like Georgia, like Bama. They had a bad year, but then they bounce right back. And you're not there right now. Deontay said, "ACC is tough this year." Well, gosh, if only somebody told you that coming into the year. Am I right, guys? Am I right?
We'll see you do the Ciampa thing.
Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. A few more reactions here, and then the last hour of the show, we are going to get away from this press conference. It is. I do think it is important enough to eat up the time that it has eaten. I think it provides some level of insight to what is happening inside the locker room. And I think it was a fair point from RJ, or a fair question from RJ, to say, how much of Dabo's rant yesterday do you think was him trying to take the heat off of his players due to the 1-3 start? I absolutely do think that Dabo Swinney is the type of coach that would pull a Christopher Nolan Batman and throw himself to the wolves to take the criticism away from his guys. I think that is absolutely a possibility, and maybe that is exactly what is happening. This was all planned. He knew he was going to get beat up, and he doesn't give a damn. And so he's good with it because we're not talking about Cade Klubnik, or we're not talking about Adam Randall, or we're not talking about whoever is going to be wearing a helmet and shoulder pads against Syracuse the next time this team goes out. That's a very fair point, and that may be what is happening. But I'll tell you why I'm not going down that path with you, RJ, even though I do think it is a possibility. Because I think, or even if he did go down that path, why I think he may have not done it the right way. Because like I said, in one of the clips, I feel like he kind of throws the fans under the bus for everything. The clip we played earlier where he said, you know, if you're criticizing us right now, you were never all in. Meh. You were never. That's the old you're not a real fan argument. Where any time that somebody says, well, you know, I'm a little unhappy about the head coach, the run game, the whatever. Like, and even if it's about the fans, like, I'm not one. So, cool. That doesn't impact me from talking about what I'm seeing on the football field. But you're not a real fan. He said, if you're all in, you burn the ships, man. You don't have an exit strategy. You go in knowing, like, we're succeeding. Or we're failing, and that's just all there's going to be to it at this point. So if it was a desire to take the heat off of the team so that the players hear less and he'll just take the weight, fine. I still don't think you criticize the players. And I certainly don't think, and maybe this is just me, maybe this is a strategy, maybe it's worked in years gone by. You don't sit there and do 5 minutes of a history lesson about how good you were in 2017, 18, 19, and 20 when you are trying to talk about the actions of 2025. In fact, let me play you one more clip. I'll get a couple more reactions, and we will get away from this in the next segment. Dabo was asked about his personal mentality, attitude, where he is while all of this is going on. So let me once again say, not a cell in my body has an issue with Dabo Swinney. In fact, quite the opposite. I would say that if I had to call somebody from the sports world because things weren't going right for me and I needed the old rah-rah shish boom ba, you're going to be fine speech, Dabo would probably be the guy I call, right? Like the first half of that answer was another fine one. I'm good with it. And I'm not even super far removed from the second half of that take of we as a country, and I blame this on social media if you want the real answer here, but we as a country have developed a nasty habit of platforming and boosting people who tear people down more so than boost people up. If you came across, I won't say you, because I don't want anyone to think I'm talking about them specifically, clips where people have awful hot takes get a lot more attention than clips where somebody actually breaks down ball and does so and says, this guy is killing it out here and he's doing this. Look at this play call, whatever. Like, I actually agree with Dabo on all of that. But what I don't think is fair is to kind of use what I think there is a good take about where we are societally and transpose that onto criticism about a 1-2 football team that is now significantly behind the eight ball of making it to the college football playoff, which, if I recall correctly, you said was the goal this year. Like, your goal was to get to the college football playoff. I don't think it's fair to say, oh, you know, there's a lot going on out there with this country where we are giving people platforms who are just like their entire personality is negativity and being gross and vile and whatever. A take I do agree with. But to then say that, or at least even infer, which to me he did, maybe I'm being a bit of a sensitive Sally here. But it feels to me like he is some degree conflating, hey, 1-2 is not good enough. Like 1 in 2's not good enough. This isn't what we expected. You have more talent than this. And as I've said, the biggest takeaway for me that I have asked Clemson fans for, I asked you on Monday, and I did not get a lot of answers, certainly nowhere near the amount of input you guys are giving on this press conference right now. If I asked you from week 1 to 2 and 2 to 3, what's changed? What got better? What improved? What can you put your finger on and say, well, you know, we lost to LSU because X, but that certainly looked a lot better in week 2, even if we did struggle against Troy. Yes, we struggled against Troy in week 2, and that's because of Y, but Y looked a heck of a lot better against Georgia Tech. Because as somebody who loves the X's and O's of football, as somebody who loves, I am the dude who sits at home and watches game film that I will never talk about on the radio show. Because I know most of you don't. And don't care about why a dig route works against a high set safety. Most of you don't care about that. You just want to talk about the win and the loss and why it happened.
I'm not sure what a dig route is. Usually you say things and I know what they are. I'm not sure what a dig route is.
Insert your favorite route here. Usually that's going to be an in-cut route where you're going to, instead of running like a 5 and out, you'll do like a 2, and then you will try to plant the inside or plant the outside foot and dig yourself up underneath the guy that's covering you.
Okay. Right,
so it's more like it's not really a slant, because a slant is first step slanted in. A dig route's going to be like a step or two down the field, and bang, you're going to cut to the inside. You're trying to get that DB backpedaling before you make your inside cut, which usually is going to work if you're playing a guy who's maybe playing off you. If he's playing man, but he's giving you a 5-yard cushion, you might want to run that dig so you can get that first step backwards, get him moving backwards. Now his momentum's carrying away when you cut to the inside. Works against certain patterns, does it, or coverages, doesn't against others. Guys face-to-face bump and run man and manning you, probably not the best route to run there. I know that stuff's boring to a lot of you. I get it. I understand it. That's the kind of stuff I watch and enjoy.
I'm sorry. I just want to see Greeny get speared. Please, please, please do that.
Well, Braun Breaker now on SportsCenter. WrestlePalooza coming up on Saturday. We'll talk about it tomorrow in the segment I Never Forget Fight Club. I guess the takeaway from me, and I put this on Twitter a minute ago, kind of a long tweet there, but it sticks to me. I said there were, to me, I felt like there were two primary takeaways from the press, or two reactions. I should say reaction. Reaction number one, it feels like Dabo's message was, we've won a bunch. And then in parentheses, so don't hold me accountable right now. And message number two was, if you're criticizing me right now, you're not a real fan. Which he said that part. That's a thing he said. He said, if you're criticizing, you're not all in. If you're all in, you burn the ships. And if you're criticizing right now, you're not all in. Which to me is just another way of saying you're not a real Clemson fan. And I just don't think it was handled the right way for a dude who is facing, not from any reasonable fan, nobody's calling for your job, nobody's asking you to be fired, nobody's calling for term. No reasonable fans are doing that.
I was going to say, I just jumped on X and just typed in Clemson football, and I did see some things.
Yeah, and no reasonable fans.
So there are some fans out there. I would say, I don't really disagree with anything he said. And you have, and I told you this off the air, you've made me feel dirty because I have defended Dabo for the last 3 hours. And I just don't have a problem with anything he says, because he's absolutely right. If you don't like winning, get rid of him. Remember what you used to be before he got there. Not to say the next coach they find would be even better. Probably not. The odds are the next coach you find is not going to do what he's done. And we went from thinking he's going to have a statue and be able to work there as long as he possibly could want to and retire a Clemson Tiger, to now me thinking maybe he will end up leaving just to prove something.
So
will he be able to prove it? I don't know.
I don't either, and that would be a conversation for if/when that ever happens. Although he did say, hey, if you don't want me here, if you don't want me, and that's
and
great.
I don't recall him ever saying that before. It's always, I'm a Clemson lifer. And him throwing that in there, That's something I don't recall ever hearing him say.
But here's the thing. You said no, the other coaches may not be able to come in and do what Dabo's done. And that's fine. I think you're absolutely right. And here's the thought that I have. Here's the response question that I have, and then we got to go to a break. With what you're seeing right now,
Can Dabo do what Dabo has done? In the position he's at and the way he's running the team right now, can Dabo do what Dabo has done? Because my thought is, I'm assuming most Clemson fans don't want to get to a point where they're just a perennial 8-4 team anymore. And right now, it feels like, does anybody disagree with this sentiment? If nothing else, it feels like the trajectory is downward from where it was. That's not even an opinion. That's not subjective. Objectively, you're on a downward trend from where you were.
Here's
in prime
thing.
Down.
I don't know if you're descending from a pinnacle or just on a roller coaster. I don't know.
And that's a gamble you got to take. But again, at the same time, that right there, that would be a better thing to say than to come out and go, well, if you're criticizing me, you're not a real fan. Deh. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I know there's a lot of people that I know that have been going to your games this year who consider themselves diehard fans that are criticizing you. You telling me those guys who spent $180 on a ticket to go see you play LSU aren't a real fan? I would push back on that.
Yeah, if they don't go, somebody else will, though.
All right, Texter says, I agree with you, Rob. After Dabo's presser, I think we get one of two results. Either Clemson come out and obliterate Syracuse, or the wheels really fall off the wagon. And Brian says in the chat, I can see nothing has changed from game to game two. Yeah, that's kind of the take for me, is what's getting better? The answer, no. And if saying that out loud makes me a bad fan, well, then I'm glad I'm not a fan, because that's the evident truth to me right now. All right, when we come back, final hour of the show, we'll get away from this. We got to talk NFL. Panthers have two big, huge injury updates that are devastating to them. We'll get to that, talk a little BY, one particular number that jumped off at me, and more after a championship caliber sports flash.
Wow, repetitive. That's the same thing,
yeah,
you said.
I know.
But you know, when you win, that's what you expect.
Don't criticize me, you're not a real fan.
Exactly. The Braves played a doubleheader against the Nationals yesterday, making up a rain game from back in May. In game one, Jose Suarez went 7 innings with 5 hits and 2 runs allowed while striking out 9 for a 6-3 win. In game two, Atlanta shut out Washington for a 5-0 extra inning win. Chris Sale threw 8 with 3 hits, striking out 9. The Seattle Mariners won their 10th straight, and catcher Kyle Riley set more records in a 12-5 win over Kansas City. Riley hit his 55th homer of the season. That's pretty good. In the second inning, passing Mickey Mantle's single-season homer record for switch hitters. Las Vegas Aces' 17-game win streak ended one shy of tying the all-time mark set by 2001 LA Sparks with an 86-83 loss in Game 2 of their series against the Seattle Storm. Storm closed the game on a 16-4 run. Asia Wilson had 21 points and 13 rebounds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.